Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest, North Carolina, Saturday, April the 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. It's that foot-stomping, toe-tapping quartet music 2014 featuring on this program will be from Holly Springs, North Carolina, Faith. Also, Rex and the Family Circle out of Zebulon, North Carolina. Chosen out of Wake Forest, North Carolina. Heavenly Voices out of Franklinton, North Carolina, and the Eaton Brothers out of Lewisburg, North Carolina. This program is going to take place at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, there will be women and men modeling for the spring and summer fashion of 2014. This is all taking place Saturday, April the 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministry. It's absolutely free. And that's not all. There will be a surprise group on this program also. And the lady, the writer, producer, and director of Satan, Take Your Hands Off of My Child, will also be attending this big musical program on Saturday, April the 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road. For more information, dial 919-210-3679. This program will be aired for live television recording.
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Somebody said it's coming back real soon. Don't let know the day or the hour. And maybe morning, night, or noon.
Good morning. What would you do if Jesus came back right about now? What would you do? Where would you be? What place would you be in? What type of mindset would you be in? What would you be thinking if he came back right now? Well, I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and certainly it's always a privilege and it's my honor to come before you to bring the very finest in gospel music and the Word of God. Certainly, we give him all the praise because it's all about Jesus and not about us. You may know that even now, if he were to come back today, where would he find us? Where would he find us? What type of place would we be in? Would we be in the right place with him, or would our mindset be somewhere else that it shouldn't be? And that's a very serious word today, and we want to welcome all of you, and we pray that this program will be a blessing for you to carry out the rest of the remaining of your day as well as the weeks ahead. Certainly, it is our plans to be able to reach those that are lost, those that are bound, that are in a situation that they don't know which way to go. And we believe by this way of coming over the airways, the lives will be changed, set free, and delivered in the name of Jesus. We are certainly not about competition, because Jesus was never about that. His main focus was about winning souls, letting them know about this man, that he went through the suffering and died on the cross for each and every one of us, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And that's the heart that I'm seeking for, that God will continually increase that with thee. It's not about society with all the things that are going on and getting caught up in the world. And when I say it's not about society, I mean the things that are in the world. It's not about that. It's about serving God. You know, and I want to ask you today, if God has given you a gift, and it reminds me of the talent that he gave them. He gave one five, and he gave the other two, and one. And it reminds me about that. And the one that would not use his talent, you know. And it's just like we sometimes. We take things for granted. And then the next thing we know, we're gone. We have left this earth, and it's too late. So I advise those of you that are listening by way of radio on this morning, if God has given you a gift, given you a talent, to glorify him in spirit and in truth. Now, that's the key. In spirit and in truth. You cannot glorify him if it's not in spirit and in truth. Because the Word of God is plainly speaks to us and let us know that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We just can't get out here anyway and say that we are a servant for him and not applying it with him. And I'm a firm believer today. I know everybody got their different own, and they'll say I'm human and all this, etc. But see, we can say we're human, and we can understand that Jesus is a spirit, and his spirit lies within us. Now, the thing of it is this. Jesus went through some suffering, and the suffering that he went through, he was able to receive power from on high. And the power that he received came from the suffering. And if we that say that we are who we say we are, we're going to have to go through some suffering too. Now, what do you mean by that? I mean, you're going to have to turn down your plate and fast before God. You can't keep eating and eating and eating and eating and eating and steady filling that flesh up and not denying, trying to deny. That flesh got to die. And if you steady that flesh building up and you're saying, well, I have a problem with this because everything else I'm all right, but I just got a problem with the flesh. No. If you don't want that flesh to die, then you're not looking to get rid of the problem. You want to keep being in that place of comfortness with the flesh. But if you want that flesh to die, hello, somebody, you'll deny. You will deny. You won't get caught up in the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Now, that's the type of God that we understand that he wants us to walk in. He wants us to walk in spirit and in truth. That means moving things aside that we know that is not right and pleasing in God's eyesight. If you sitting with someone and they drinking liquor and they drinking beer and they doing drugs right in front of you, you're going to tell me that it ain't you doing it, but you still sitting around with them. Hello, somebody. You are a partaker of it. You're a partaker of it. It's no excuse. Because, see, if you were witnessing to them, it's another story. But if you continue to sit with them and see them doing this, and you don't do nothing about it, Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. Either you're going to love one or you're going to hate the other. That's why he said, come out from among them and be ye separated. You need to separate yourself, because if you don't, you're going to find yourself connected with the same spirit, and that spirit going to rub off on you. And the next thing you know, you're going to realize that you have that drink in your hand or you're doing the drugs too with them. If you don't believe it, keep playing with it. If you play with fire, you're going to get burned. That's one of the words that my grandfather and them used to say a long time ago. If you play with fire, you're going to get burned. Now, the serious part about this, and we're going to go to music. The serious part about this, we so much look at the natural and that we don't really get in the depths of the spirit realm with God. There is a spiritual realm that the Lord has given us enough knowledge and wisdom, those that study the Word of God, and we understand that spiritual man, we need to feed it every day. And that fleshly nature, if we are feeding that fleshly more than we are the spirit, then that flesh is going to overtake the spirit. So it's important to know this. If you keep playing with fire, you're going to get burned. As simple as that. To God be the glory. I pray that this program today will be a blessing for you. And look, I'm not one of them preachers that said, I never had it all going on. I've been there, done that. I done been out there years ago. But I'm telling you today, saints, and why I press so hard to share this with you. When the Holy Spirit of God rest upon you and his spirit, my God, Jesus, you can feel the essence and the presence and the power of his anointing upon you. You don't think about going back out there. You don't think about doing that same stuff that you used to do. You don't get caught up in that stuff with the heresy, the gainsayers. You don't get caught up with all the busybodies. You get caught up with Jesus. That's what God wants us to do. I'm reminded of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business. That's the same way we should be about our Father's business. To go out and compel them to come to Christ. Many young girls and boys are dying every day. We may not see it on the news, but it's happening. Now, it is our responsibility to share the Word of God. Once again, welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Certainly, if you'd like to give us a call, feel free to do so. You can call us simply by dialing 347-215-8049. Also, today we got a great program lineup for you. Coming up at the top of the hour at 12 o'clock, our very own reporter, Sister Joyce Guthrie, will be coming for you today with a surprise guest. And many of you, I don't know if you know, but today she will be talking with a sergeant of the police force that's been with the police force for over 24 years. And he's going to share with us, as he shared with us, both sides of the picture, dealing with the community and being a minister in the gospel as well. So we're going to be able to hear him today, and by him sharing the information and what things he's been through and experienced as a preacher in the gospel on the police force. Look, you're tuned into the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're going to get back with more great gospel music, and we got some other things coming ahead later on in the program. So keep it locked right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
We come to worship.
We come to worship.
We come to worship.
We come to worship.
We come to magnify your name.
We come to magnify your name.
Everybody say it. We come to worship.
We come to worship.
We come to worship.
We come to worship.
We come to magnify your name.
We come to magnify your name.
We come to worship.
We come to worship. We come to worship.
We come to magnify your name.
We come to magnify your name.
We come to worship.
We come to worship.
Hands ought to be lifted up. We come to worship.
We come to worship.
We come to magnify your name.
We've come to magnify your name.
Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Hallelujah.
Everybody said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is the highest praise.
It's the highest praise.
Lift your voices everywhere and say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is the highest praise.
It's the highest praise.
Now if you really love the Lord, help us say, Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Everybody say, I love to praise your name.
I love to praise.
Come on, let's say it again. Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Everybody ought to be able to say that. Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
I love to praise your name.
I love to praise your name.
Now come on, let's take it higher. Lift your voices and say, I can't live without you. Everybody say, I can't live without you. To magnify your name.
I love to magnify.
Come on and
your
say. worship.
We come to worship.
We come to magnify your name. It's an undignified praise. Undignified praise. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Make some noise.
Yeah.
Hang on in there. Hang on in there. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We've got more music coming your way right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And certainly it is a privilege and an honor to come before you on a Thursday. And I know many of you, you're getting prepared in the next half an hour. You'll be preparing to go to lunch. And some of you, you've already had your lunch. But look, we've got more music coming your way, and I want to remind those of you to be sure to keep it locked right here where you have it on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And we are on 7 days a week, every Monday through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. Now, look, a little later on, right at the top of the hour, 12 o'clock, we have our very own reporter on location, Sister Joyce Guthrie, who will be interviewing another guest today. And he's one of the individual who looks out for all of us that are out in our communities. And he is a sergeant on the police force. He's been with the police force for over 24 years. He has a background that really is unique, and it's a lot different than the normal officer. He's a preacher in the gospel, as well as sharing his love on both sides in the community and on the other side when he has to do his call of duty. And she's going to be talking with him today, and I would love to hear what he has to say, looking at it on both sides as a minister in the gospel and on the police force as well. All of that and more coming your way. I want to remind those of you to be sure to lock in on April the 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road. We will be having a musical program and a fashion show. Now, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that want to know what the latest fashion is for the spring and the summer, then you need to be there. This is all happening April the 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road. And many of you, if you're in North Carolina and you're familiar with Wake Forest and know where the Walmart is located, it's about a mile away from Walmart, north, heading downtown Wake Forest, coming off of Capitol Boulevard here in Raleigh. Now, on this program, there's going to be some great gospel music going forth from different groups. And one of the groups that's going to be on that program is out of Holly Springs, and they call themselves Faith from Holly Springs. Also on that program from Franklinton, North Carolina, Heavenly Voices. Also, you can look from Zebulon, North Carolina, Rex and the Family Circle. They're going to be on that program. And that's not all. We've got some more. We've got Chosen from Wake Forest going to be on that program also, and as well as the Eaton Brothers. I believe they're from Lewisburg, North Carolina. They're going to be on that program as well. And we got a special guest also. Also a special guest. So you all don't want to miss this. And also the fashion show. Be sure to keep that in mind. This is all taking place April the 12th. At 7 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministry, it is absolutely free to the public. Yes, there will be a love offering taken, but it is absolutely free. Now, this program is a program that we're going to believe that God will be able to have his way in the church, and that's what it's all about. It's about giving God the praise. Now, coming up also, on tomorrow, which will be Friday at 1 o'clock. Now, be sure to tune in. We come on the air at 11 a.m. But at 1 o'clock, we got a special program tomorrow. Special program. Now, those of you that got different things that's taking place, that's going on. Well, these ladies has come together, and they've got a program they're going to be discussing on Friday at 1 o'clock concerning family issues. Family issues at 1 o'clock Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. That's Friday. So make sure you lock that on your calendar to be sure to tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock with these ladies going to be talking about family issues. It's important that we know what's going on with the families and what Satan is coming to do to try to destroy. And we as brothers and sisters and saints of God know that we have to have the whole armor on, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And, you know, I don't like nothing about Satan, nothing. And he knows that. That's why he comes at me so hard, because I don't give no place for the enemy to come. I don't have time to fool with the enemy. Because, see, I'm about my Father's business. I'm like what Jesus said. I'm about my Father's business. To glorify him, to lift him up, that he will get the glory and not man. We're going to continue now with more of the very best in gospel music. You got it locked in right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Hello, somebody.
God's people in a radical state of mind. Soul Winners International. Come on. Woo! Let's go, Jesse. Come on. Come on, young people.
I've got to celebrate.
Let's celebrate.
Spirit, mind, body, and soul.
And remember, we're celebrating Jesus. Listen.
When I think about my Savior's love, joy overtakes me, my emotions run wild. Satisfaction greater than ecstasy. Give me pleasure and this finding to my
spirit.
Come on, let's celebrate. Come on, young people, celebrate. But remember who you
celebrate.
Come on, come on. The Lord is holy. Listen.
When I look at where I was, where I might have been, if it had not been for mercy. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. He's done so much for me, just can't tell it all.
Radical about how I feel. Some people say I'm crazy when I praise God, but radical, that's what I am about. God, say what you will, you can say what you want. It won't be by the water, but the fire next time. Rap is not traditional, but it is here to say. Can I get a witness from the radical today? Generation X, you've been quiet too long. Don't you be ashamed, come on and get your praise on. Come on! Everybody come on. Everybody come on. Everybody come on. Everybody come on. Clap your hands this evening. Clap your hands, New York. It's alright. Dance if you feel like dancing. David danced in the
say Jubilee. Say Jubilee. Is it all right if I get my praise on? Come on, help me praise the Lord. never, never, never will I let go. Come on, somebody. I know I got some more witnesses out there beside me and the Holy Ghost. Hello? I'm never going to let go. I'm holding on. Look, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he, hello, but he that endureth to the end. See, this is not just a put on, this is a come on. And in order for you to get there to the end, you must have faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word God. It's easy to say that. But you got to act on that. Hello, am I talking to you? You're tuned into the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and certainly we are having a wonderful time here. We're getting close to the top of the hour, about 15 minutes before 12 o'clock. We've got more music coming your way, as much, much more ahead and in store. Coming up at the top of the hour will be our very own reporter, Sister Joyce Guthrie. She will be coming forth, and we're going to find out what she have in store today to talk with us. And we do know that she do have an individual she will be doing an interview with on today. So we're excited about that as well. We also want to remind you, coming up on April the 24th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, is Jesus Feed the 5,000 Tent Crusade 2014. That's going to take place at Wake Forest. That's right, in Wake Forest, North Carolina. It's right across Allen Street is the location in Wake Forest, on the north side of town of Wake Forest, downtown Wake Forest on Allen Street. We will be setting up the tent there. It will seat over 500. That's right, over 500. We were there last year and we had a great turnout, and truly this time, we're going to take it to another level. And on that Friday night, many of you heard him on yesterday. He was on yesterday's program, Pastor Larry Williams out of Clayton, North Carolina. And he came forth and let us know that he's going to be coming also with his praise team to bring forth the Word of God. And it's powerful man of God. And you're talking about dealing with the end times, and he's a powerful teacher as well as a preacher. Now, I'm telling you, if you never heard him before, you need to come out. He also have a television broadcast. So some of you have seen him on television, but I'm telling you, with this Tent Crusade, he talked about it yesterday, and he's excited about it. He's going to be there on that Friday night. Now, on that Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, will be none other than Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He's out of Fort Washington, Maryland. He's going to be there. That's right, Pastor Robert E. Ellison out of Fort Washington, Maryland. He's going to be there. And he is the author of an awesome book. You can go and purchase it at any bookstore. The title of his book is The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. Powerful, powerful book. Now, he's going to be there on that Saturday, and I'm telling you, he's an awesome man. Awesome man. He's been on the program. We talked last week, and he's excited about coming in on that Saturday for the Tent Crusade. We've got some more, and I'm going to reveal the other a little later on in the weeks ahead. So keep it locked right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And on that Saturday from 12 to 2, we're going to be giving fish plates out to the community like we did last year. It was such a blessing, and we want to thank all of them that participated last year to make it a success. And I'm so appreciative of all of you that put your hands to use. And it's always a blessing, all of those that sowed towards that to come forward. And we thank God for the seeds that were sown, that it manifests. And truly, we don't take none of it lightly. We take it seriously. So we're looking forward for this year to be a great success as well. The children, bring them on out and see the smiles on their faces is joy to my spirit. We're going to continue now with more of the very finest in gospel music, just the way you choose it, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Hello, somebody. God's been so good to me. 11:55, getting close to the top of the hour of 12 o'clock. And look, God's been good to you. Somebody ought to just give a call and just say, let me know what God's been so good to you about. If he woke you up this morning, started you on your way, and you have the activity of your limb, you have breath to breathe, he's already been good to you. And, you know, simply, you ought to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. Certainly, you can give us a call at any time. You can call us at 347-215-8049. That's our toll-free number. You can call us anywhere in the U.S. That's 347-215-8049. Certainly, we would love to hear from you. And if you would love to be a part of this network, simply give us a call. We're going to continue now, back with more of the very finest in gospel music.
Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm glad to do it for you. I'm at your service, I'm at your service. I'm at your service, did you? I'm at your service. Lord, wherever you want me to go, I'm gladly go. I want you to know I'm at your service, Lord, at your service. I'm at your service, did you? I'm at your service.
At your service, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. I'm at your service, Lord. Look, it's right around 12 o'clock, and coming up will be none other than our very own reporter on location, Sister Joyce Guthrie, and we're going to find out what she's got going on right after this. Hold on to your seat and tell somebody the NFI Radio Gospel Network is on the air. We'll be right back right after this important message with Sister Joyce Guthrie on location. Catch the waves on the NFI Radio Gospel Network 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a wave thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth till the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And now, live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, your very own reporter, Sister Joyce Guthrie, brings you the latest information to the world and the most popular people in the community. You've got it locked right here with the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And now, here she is, your reporter on location. Let's welcome Sister Joyce Guthrie.
Reverend Berlin Kearney, good evening to our Heavenly Father Universe. You are now listening in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I am yours truly, reporter from Capital City, North Carolina, and we certainly want to thank you listeners around the world. And we are here for you and to impact your life with such great information. We have such as careers, jobs, carriers, your gifts, something we all can relate to. So please feel free to call us at the number once again, 347-215-8049. And coming up later in the show, we will have our very, very best radio host, Reverend Thurling Kearney. And now I am so excited to introduce to you a great, great friend of Reverend Thurling, and they both were great employees at this particular place that this man of God will tell you all about. And his name, I introduce you to him, Sergeant John P. Graham. How are you doing today, Brother P. Graham?
I'm absolutely blessed, Sister Joyce.
Oh, it's such a wonderful thing to have you here on the show. We are so thankful to have you here, and I would love to begin on our topic, if you don't mind, which is you were a sergeant at... Where? Can you give us a little enlightenment on
yes,
that,
please? I'm a retired sergeant from one of the local law enforcement agencies, one of the local airports in central North Carolina. And I'm a retired sergeant, but I'm actually back working again for that agency in law enforcement again.
Okay, wonderful. So could you please tell us from the beginning what made you to become a police officer?
Yes, Sister Joyce. It was almost by happenstance. You know, I got out of the military, and I got a job as a security officer at a local area store. And I wanted always to work at the airport, and I happened to get a position there. It took about 18 months for me to eventually get on, and I took a job there, and I ended up staying for a little bit over 30 years.
Oh, my goodness, that is a long time. And I tell you, what a man of God such you are. So what type of person can apply for that position, Sergeant?
Yes, usually anyone can apply, but in law enforcement, there's certain criteria that they look for now. In this days and times, a lot of things are liability prefaced and oriented, and so you have to meet certain criteria. So your background records and stuff need to be very close to being very clean, and mostly driving records, because to be a law enforcement officer, you're going to have to usually do a lot of driving, and so usually your driving records need to be pretty good, and they're going to look at those kind of things like that. And other than that, you know, you're going to go through psychological tests and different profiles to make sure that, you know, that you're a stable individual to handle the things that you would have to in an authoritative position such as law enforcement.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, Brother John, does it make a difference? Because in the 80s, I remember being a police officer where we worked with that group. You could just have a high school, you know, diploma to become a police officer. So have it changed since then?
I think in general, most agencies now, for maturity reasons, you have to be at least 21 years of age. There may be some in the United States and some of the smaller precincts or districts that may allow at 18 years old, but it's not going to be any lower than that.
Oh, okay, I see. Thank you. Well, Brother John, we wanted to ask you, can you share a little experiences that you had when you were a police officer?
Yes. You know, being a police officer is a very demand-oriented job, and, you know, I had a unique situation because I not only, you know, was a police officer, but I also am a Christian and have been for some years. And, you know, in that field, I've dealt with all kinds of situations, suicidal-type situations, and I've had situations where I had to almost use lethal force. But being a Christian, it allows you and causes you to have a greater aspect and understanding about life, and that all is in your hands as a person of authority, such as in law enforcement. I remember one situation where I had a gentleman who had drove a vehicle into a lot that we had and did some property damage, and this gentleman ended up having some medical issues, did not know that at the time, and ended up, you know, having him in a very compromising situation that was verging on life and death. And I was the one that got the initial call to come there, and I had to disengage the whole situation. The individual ended up destroying his vehicle in the parking lot, but no one was hurt, and I got a chance to minister to him. It just so happened that I had to literally pray for the person while I had him, was involved in that situation, because it was a life and death situation, and his mind was just not really there at the time. 2 weeks later, I got a call from that person thanking me, and he said that he was so glad that I was the one that had responded to that call, because he thinks that if it had been anyone else, that it would not have ended favorably for him. But little did he know that I had just ended a 3-day fast, and I therefore was the one who was obviously predestined to respond to that call, and it ended up favorably. I had another situation where I had a gentleman who was suicidal. He called from a different agency, a different location and jurisdiction. He called the wrong number, but instead of diverting him back to his agency under the situation that he was in, which he was suicidal and he wanted to hurt himself, I began to minister to him. And, of course, I got the other agency to respond while I was talking to him through our communication system. And they were able to respond, and they got that situation diffused. And again, a week later, I got a call from that individual, and I did not know how close he had gotten, but he was thanking me. And also had a lady who I ended up having to process because she had papers on her. And about a week later, her family called, And they were so thankful that I had interacted with this lady, and I told her at the point of our interaction that it was not by accident that she came across my path, and that God was going to work it out. And he obviously did, because her family was so happy that they had their loved one back with them, and everything did work out.
Oh, my goodness. If you don't mind me calling you Brother John, is that okay?
That is perfectly fine.
Brother John, I'm telling you, I was so enlightened, and I know our listeners were too, because prayer is the answer to all things. And we certainly, Brother John, we certainly want to thank you for being there for that young man and all those lives that you had took upon and be an impactment to their lives. So we really, once again, want to thank you for that. Now, Brother John, do you have any other encouraging words that you want to send out to our world around listeners for them today?
Well, yes. You know, first of all, I want to thank, you know, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I want to send a shout out and a thank you to Reverend Thurlin Kearney, you know, who has really, really been had an impact in my life, and he's been a person who has a heart for God, and I want to encourage the listeners to know that with the different things that we're having to endure in life now, the hard times and circumstances, situations, God truly Himself is the one who he wants us to trust. We can do, man can do a lot, but God can do everything. And so put your trust in the Lord, and he will provide, and he will make the provision, and he will make plain and clear what we need to know and what we need to understand.
Oh, Brother John, that was so wonderful. And, you know, I was just thinking when you were talking about Reverend Brother Thurlin, mm-hmm. that I know when he was there working with you, can you elaborate when he was the lead supervisor and the security checkpoint, I know, for A and B Turnimal. So can you tell me some great good experience that you and him had when both of you were there?
Well, you know, that's kind of how we crossed paths. Reverend Kearney is and has been a man of integrity. He's been a man of God. And, you know, in that realm, we need predictability and transparency. And so that's how we kind of met, you know. And, you know, we just automatically just clicked from day one. And it took years for us to get together and to get, you know, on the level that we are even now as in our friendship. But now, because God has allowed me to retire and I have more time available, you know, and I can resource, you know, my talents out to help others. And that's something that God is using me for right now, is to help others. And Reverend Kearney is one that God has placed on my heart to be there for right now. And so, and even in those times and experiences that we've had, even when he was a supervisor at the checkpoint, like I said, we just automatically clicked from day one, and it's been such a blessing. He always encouraged me, and when I did not think that I had a word of encouragement, he always seemed to think differently, and I always would try to see into what he saw in me, but I believe it had to have been all God just putting us uniquely together and then after some years bringing us back together again.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, Brother John, that was so touching, because you and I can definitely agree about our Reverend, and he's a brother. He's so many things to all of us that his being that he have touched our lives. And so we certainly, don't you agree, want to give him all the flowers that he could smell and to receive while he is living and doing such a wonderful job for this wonderful worldwide radio gospel show. So I think you and I have something in common. Don't you agree?
I definitely agree.
Yes, indeedy. And, you know, before we end the show, I wanted to say that also, Brother John, we want every police officer in every county, in every state, and around the world, that our prayers go out to them and protection goes out to them, and that they may be safe, because in these last days, you and I know that Satan knows he don't have much time on the earth. So he's trying to be so busy and trying to affect every life that he can. So what listener that may be listening, it could be your son, it could be your daughter, it could be your cousins or aunts and uncles, but we certainly, and Brother Thurl and I, all three of us, we certainly want all these prayers to go out to the police officers. So, Brother John, before we end the show, I certainly want to thank you for taking the opportunity to be here, and thanking Brother Thurley for giving me to interview you today, and we wish you very well in all the things that you do as you become and ended being a retired sergeant, but at the same time, we thank you for all the new works that you're about to begin, yes. Brother John. So thank you once again.
Yes, thank you very much, Sister Joyce.
You're quite welcome. So thank you. And we want to also have our blessings to go out to Mr. and Mrs. Josephine and Moselle Kearney. And also we want to go out to Mrs. Ollie Sanders and Mr. and Mrs. Nathaniel Evans, and both of those crowd, not the first one I called, but the second group that I called, they are 94 years young. And we are so glad, and we thank God for them, because we always, always have to give honor to our elders, because when we do, we know that our lives can also be longer. And also, I want to truly hope that you enjoyed the show, and then tune in next week for some more great topics. And then I always tell the audience, think positive, talk positive, and be positive. And I want to say also thank you for the listeners from our church. And, you know, we got a lot of people that's tuned in, and they know who I'm talking about. It can be sisters, Terry, from the Bishop wife, to Katie, to Eloise, to a whole bunch of people that I can't not even announce at the moment. But we just thank you, listeners, and we thank you for tuning in, and always know to always tune in to NFI Radio Gospel Show. Now, before I say this, I want to say and write back to Brother Thurling, but also I want to say, Reverend Thurling, please don't forget, it would be our great payday this day, okay? Right back to you.
My goodness, we certainly want to thank you, Sister Joyce Guthrie, for that awesome, awesome interview, and we want to thank my good friend. We want to thank him as well for being a part of today's program, and certainly we've got a lot of information, and many of them that didn't know, I know they received it as well. We look to hopefully have you back again to talk with a little bit more about what we can expect and look out for. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and as I promise you, that's right, we're coming back. That's right, with that foot-stomping, toe-tapping quartet music some of you been asking for in the next hour. So hold your seat, sit tight. We've got some coming your way. Don't you touch that dial right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
The stars. take just a moment in this service tonight and just be able to free yourself from all the struggles. Free yourself so that you can truly worship Him tonight. Somebody here tonight may be going through a real difficult time and you need to cast all your cares upon Him. Why don't you just lift your hands all over this house tonight? And let's cast our cares upon the Lord tonight all together.
Just call him.
Call him.
When sickness
Come on, somebody. Somebody ought to begin to praise God. And exactly what he said, exactly what she said, cast all your cares upon the Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Because he cares for you. He cares about you. And sometimes we can get so far away that we have so much on us that we literally don't know how to carry ourselves, how to handle the situation, how to deal with the circumstances. And it brings a burden on us, and we fall sometime into a place of being confused and frustrated. And then the enemy sets in and begin to play with our mind. And when he begin to play with our mind, all these different thoughts and these different actions come upon us. Instead of us just casting upon the Lord and letting him speak to us, speak to our mind, speak to our heart in handling it the right way, the proper way. And when we begin to do that, then God frees us. He restores us. He nurtures us. And guess what else? He delivers us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but it might be you by way of radio. And you got so much on you, and you don't know what to do. You done went and talked to John, Paul, Jack, Sue, Charles and Carolyn, and you've been asking them, and you still haven't got an answer. But when you begin to cast it and cast all your cares upon the Lord, then when you take it to him, and the Bible say, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Hello, somebody. And they shall do what? Come on. You know what else. Hello, somebody. So, in other words, don't be weary in well-doing. If you hold on and watch God, stand still and see the salvation of God, don't allow the devil to have you to fall into that pit which he constantly play with your mind and tell you, girl, it's all right. Brother, it's all right. It's all right to go ahead and do it. Everybody else doing it. The devil is a liar. And he's the father of it. That's what the world wants you to do. See, the devil wants you to believe a lie rather than the truth. But the truth will do what? You'll be free when you begin to understand and know the truth. Don't allow the devil to play with your mind, somebody. Don't allow him to have you to miss out on all the blessings and the power of his anointing. It's not about money to make you happy. Believe that. It's about glorifying, magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ. When you begin to understand that the Spirit of God is on the inside of you, work is on the outside of you, you don't get confused and frustrated listening to the world, what the world say is all right. See, because they're comfortable in their mess. They're comfortable in what they do. But see, when you understand and you have a personal relationship with Jesus, I'm not just talking about just saying I'm saved. I'm talking about sold out for him. Now, when you're sold out, you know that you ain't got time to dip and dab and get in conversation that ain't about nothing but a bunch of worldly talk and conversation. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but if it's you, turn around. When you see that sign and it says yield, then you need to yield to it. Don't fall into it. Do not fall into it. You can get back on the right track, but you got to start somewhere. And today could be your day to starting back to where you're supposed to be. To God be the glory. We're going to continue now with more great gospel music just the way you choose it right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Ooh.
How the Lord has truly blessed. bless me. I just have to get up sometimes and testify. If I was speaking with 10,000 tongues, it still would take me much too long. It just wouldn't be, it wouldn't be enough time
to tell you all
that God has done. Oh, if I count, if I count, if I kept on counting over and over again, still, y'all, it wouldn't be new enough time to tell you everything. Oh, if I counted, if I did it all day long, if I did it all week long, over and over again, still, it wouldn't be enough time, y'all. I just wouldn't have enough time. It would take me too long, y'all, to tell you all, yeah, that God has done. In other words, I've been blessed. Let me tell you about the blessing. It started when I was a little boy, a long time ago. The doctor said that it was a possibility that I would never walk again. But that's been 47 years ago, and I'm still standing here telling everybody He keeps on. Thank you, Lord. Nobody can do it but You, Lord. You've been good to me. I thank You, Lord. Nobody but You. And every time I look around, I have to tell somebody about the blessing that the Lord had bestowed upon me. You see, I'm adopted into the family. I'm a king's kid. I got favor. Everywhere I go, I have to tell somebody that the Lord sure enough has been good to me. Every day, I'm a blessed man. Every time, I get this courage on. You know what he do? He just keep on. Been good to me. I thank You, Lord. I got food to eat. I thank You, Lord. Clothes on my back. Oh, the Lord has been good to me. If I talked about it all day long, oh, it wouldn't be new enough time to tell you all.
That's Harvey Watkin and Henry Green of the Williams Brothers. Count your blessing. Now, some of you, if you start counting your blessing and you didn't get no further than five, then you need to go back somewhere and check yourself and ask yourself, now, how many times have I been blessed? Every day that you wake up in the morning, you are already blessed to see another day. Now, we can keep counting. As the songwriter said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise Him enough. So you can count and keep counting and keep counting, and you'll never get up to that number to count your blessings. To God be the glory. You tuned into the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and certainly I pray that you are enjoying the music thus far. We've got more music coming up at the top of the hour. I want to remind those of you coming up on tomorrow, write this on your calendar. Tomorrow we've got coming up at 1 o'clock, at the 1 o'clock hour on tomorrow. We've got some ladies that just said they want to talk about some things. They want to get the record straight. They want to get this thing straight. So we're going to be looking forward for tomorrow. Now, those of you ladies and men, if you want to hear this tomorrow, this is the ladies talking. Now, I'm going to sit back and listen myself and find out what they got to talk about But tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we can expect an awesome discussion, and it's going to be on family issues. And the latest is going to be coming forward talking about family issues. So this is going to be something that I'm going to find out what's been going on with the family issues and what issues been going on in the family, and as well as we all have issues that we deal with each and every day in our family life. But to God be the glory, through it all, we got to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We've got more music coming your way also. We want to let you know coming up, that's right, coming up a little later on in the program, I'm going to be bringing some information to you about this awesome stage play. Many of you have been hearing about it. Satan, take your hands off of my child. Hello, somebody. You know these young people out there, and you've been praying every day, trying to believe and know that you believe that God's going to do it. If you got the faith, then those of you don't have no faith, then you trying. But if those of you have faith, you know he's going to do it. But anyway, she is coming to Wake Forest, North Carolina, to Now Faith International Ministry, the writer, producer, and director. That's right. And she's going to be coming forward on April the 12th. And she's going to be there, that musical program that I brought to you earlier, as well as the fashion show on April the 12th. So if you want to meet this lady, the writer, producer, and director of this awesome stage play that's going to hit the states, and she's going to make her first debut at Now Faith International Ministry, 245 Friendship Chapel Road, on in July, you want to make sure you be there. Now, this is going to take place in July, but she's coming down on April the 12th for this musical program that we're having at the church and a fashion show. And once again, this awesome stage play is coming this way. Satan, take your hands off of my child. Hello, somebody. We're going to get back with more of the very finest gospel music, just the way you choose it, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Sound like it's a dream of that time. Oh, no. I'm always changing, so you're in
the best gospel and the word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Yeah. try to stop me. Oh, yes, he will. Might try to knock me down. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
To go on through.
To go through.
Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 7, verse 11 through 15. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of thy land, thy corn, and thy wine, and thy oil, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep, in the land which he swore unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you, or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Deuteronomy 30:19-20. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Here I want to make a comment concerning the scriptures that we have just read. The Heavenly Father has promised that he will take sickness and disease away from you. He's promised life. He's promised health. Here, even in Deuteronomy 30:19-20, he says, here and now I call heaven and earth to witness against you that I have put life and death before you, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your children may live by loving the eternal your God, obeying his voice and holding fast to him, for that means life to you and length of days, that you may live in the land which the Eternal swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your fathers, that he would give to them. Notice they're referring to God as the Eternal God. In the Knox translation of Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20, it reads, I call heaven and earth to witness this day that I have set such a choice before thee, life or death, a blessing or a curse. Will thou not choose life, long life for thyself and for those that come after thee? Will thou not learn to love the Lord thy God and obey him and keep close to his side? Thou hast no life, no hope of long continuance, but in him shall not the land which he promised as a gift to thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, be thine to dwell in.
That's Pastor Clifford O'Donnell. We'll be right back with more great gospel music right after this. Catch the waves on the NFI Radio Gospel Network 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's the Wave Thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the Word Ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth till the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network. Let's get back with more of the very finest in gospel music. As we promised you earlier, we would bring you that foot stomping, that toe tapping quartet music, and that's what we're going to do. How about this one?
Everything to me. You can't make it, baby, without Jesus.
That's that foot stomping, toe tapping music by Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, if you want to keep your feet stomping and your toes tapping, well, look, we want to invite you out to this musical program April the 12th, and it's going to take place at Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in the beautiful city of Wake Forest, North Carolina. Now look, this is going to be a great program. On this program, it's going to be none other than Rex and the Family Circle out of Zebulon, North Carolina, Faith out of Holly Springs, the Heavenly Voices out of Franklinton, North Carolina, the Eaton Brothers out of Lewisburg, North Carolina, also Chosen out of Wake Forest, North Carolina, and we've got a special guest. That's right, we've got a special guest that, look, these guys are awesome. If you haven't heard them before, you need to come out on April the 12th to hear them. I'm going to give you more information later on in the weeks as it moves forward to that date, but you don't want to miss this program. And it's not only going to be a musical program, it's going to be a fashion show. That's right. All of this is taking place April the 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. This is on a Saturday, the second Saturday in April at 7 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road. Now, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that's looking for that spring and summer fashion, well, you want to be there because the ladies are going to be wearing their fashion as well as the men's. They're going to be wearing that fashion as well as the men. Now, look, don't even get in your mind that they're going to be just putting on anything. No, they're going to dress according to church outfits, church clothing, as well as business clothing. That's right, church and business clothing. Now, the other don't even go there, because we here at Now Faith International Ministries have a standard to keep and a God to glorify. So we want you to come out on that date and see what's the latest fashion, as well as the men's and the ladies. Also, will be the lady herself, the writer, producer, and director of this awesome play you've been hearing me talk about, Satan, Take Your Hands Off of My Child. That's right. They will be there also. So you'll get a chance to meet them, and they may have a word or two to say, but I do know that they are going to show their face there on that date. We're looking forward and a great time in the Lord. And those of you who never had an opportunity to meet me, come on out. I'll be there. I'm the pastor of Now Faith International Ministries, and you'll get a chance to meet me, and certainly I look forward to seeing you there as well. We're going to continue now with more of the very finest in gospel music, just the way you choose it. But before I do, let me say this again one more time. Remember, do not text and drive. Do not text and drive. When you get at the stoplight, don't respond back if you get a text message and read it. Wait till you get through the light, pull over to the side, put your car in park, and text them back. Get your text straight. Now, the proper way to do it, because look, believe it or not, I believe that a lot of people are getting addicted to texting. And it's amazing. I remember years ago, you remember the beeper? Remember we had a beeper out back then, and we sent forth information, we had a beeper. And now they have a phone, and now they call it texting. So it's nothing new. But if you're going to get some information out and you see that this conversation is going to get deeper and you're constantly texting, just get you a headset, buy your earpiece to put in your ear, and then talk. It's better to put a earpiece in your ear and talk. Some of you are up to date with the new system that they have, and you can just talk straight through your speakers, through your system that you have in your car. So that's fine. But please do not text and drive, because the life you save may very well be your own, your very own. We're going to continue with more great gospel music. Enjoy the program. God bless.
What a friend. I'm talking about Jesus, the one who I can take all my troubles and my sorrows to, the one who loves me and forgives me for all the wrong I do. What a friend. Oh, I'm talking about the one who always has been there and always will be. Now, I'm recommending him. And I know you can say, like I say, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and grief to bear. A privilege it is to carry everything to the Lord in prayer. Our sin and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry not one thing, but everything to the Lord in prayer. Well, listen here. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. It's all because we do not carry. Everything to the Lord in prayer. Oh yeah, everything to the Lord in prayer.
Have to do what you tell
Lord,
me.
I'm available.
One more time.
Lord, I'm available. I want to do your
I remember
Old Testament. When the children of Israel spread the blood of the Lamb across the doorposts.
That's the sounds of the mighty Golden Bells out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, if you want to see them live, they're going to be at the Ezra Center. That's right, the Ezra Center, the first Saturday. That's right, the first Saturday in April. Now, you want to go out and make sure you attend that musical program. That's the mighty Golden Bell, and there are going to be many others there. I believe that program is going to kick off around about 5 o'clock. That evening. So make sure you make your way out on that Saturday to the Ezra Center to see and hear the mighty Golden Bells out of Raleigh, North Carolina. We're getting close to the top of the hour, and certainly we pray that you have enjoyed yourself this day. And truly, don't forget, on tomorrow, you do not want to miss it. Make sure you write it down. Tomorrow, coming up, we'll be right back at 11 o'clock a.m. to 2 p.m. And coming up at 1 o'clock on tomorrow, that's right, we've got some ladies going to be coming forward. They're going to be talking about family issues. And I'm excited about this. This is their first time coming forth, bringing this out. And, well, I'm just going to sit back and listen and hear what they have to say about family issues. So be on the lookout tomorrow around about 1 o'clock right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, for they will be coming forward talking about family issues right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, Reverend Thurl and Kearney, and I pray that you have enjoyed thus far. We're going to continue with more of the very finest in gospel music.
Talk to y'all for a minute. Listen. If I
paradise. Woo! And my soul, so belongs. You know what? It ain't nobody,
nobody.
Thank you, Jesus. God Almighty. You know what, Remy? You better take your time and sing for me. Take it up.
As a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's all right to clap your hands.
I am
dependent on you.
Is there anybody listening to me? Ever tell the Lord that sometimes, Lord,
I'm dependent
on you. Let me say it one more time, and I'll go ahead and leave y'all alone. Growing up as a child in my mother's care, I never
never will forget it. My mother told me, said Joan, Jesus will always be there. Oh man, now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometime I lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone.
Can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending on you. Tell us, let's go and drive this thing, change thing along, but let's just tell it, I'm depending. When my money gets funny,
I'm depending.
When my chains get strange,
I'm depending.
When my friends get few, don't know what to do.
I'm
done found somebody I can lean on. Found somebody I can lean on. And y'all may want to know who I'm leaning on. I'm depending on you.
Jesus, go ahead and call on the name Jesus. There's nothing wrong with calling on the name of Jesus. Look, it's about that time. We're going to have to bring it to an end. And look, most of you, I know that you're looking for it on tomorrow, which is Friday. Some of you already shouting hallelujah. You know it's the end of the week where you call it your rest days, which you have Saturday and Sunday. You don't have to work. Some of you may have to work on Saturday, but look, tomorrow, those of you, if that's your last day for the weekend, enjoy yourself. Look, and be very careful out there. Remember, do not text and drive, because the life you save may very well be on. Look, I'll be right back here tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., bringing the very finest in gospel music and the Word of God. And look, don't forget now. Do not forget. Give us a call. Let us know what you think of us. 347-215-8049. We'll be right here live on the air coming to you from Raleigh, North Carolina. On behalf of the entire crew of the NFI Radio Gospel Network, we're going to leave you with this one. God bless.
Sounds so sweet.
Hello.